KCRG News Time 720 on the live line. We have Senator Roy Blunt. Good morning to you, Senator.
Morning, Chad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about this health care. Big deal happening today in the Senate. Tell us about it.
Well, clearly, the President Obama's health care plan has been a disaster. It's been a disaster for families. The individual market is imploding. And that makes the job of trying to do the right things for healthcare harder, because it's like you're in a collapsing building and you're trying to build something new. So not an easy job for us, but a job that clearly the Congress is prepared to take on.
If you right.
The discussions are good on this. But in our state, you know, we have 97 counties today that only have one company that's willing to offer insurance on the individual market. 25 of those counties, that company's already announced it will not be there next year. Individual rates in Missouri have increased 145% for individual and family policies since 2013. Mm-hmm. So it's a really difficult situation, and we're trying to bring some order to that at the time when this system is basically collapsing around us. And hopefully Republicans in the Senate can come together and do what needs to be done. And by the way, Chad, the Secretary of Health and Human Services has over 440 places that he can look to where the law says this will further be defined by somebody else. That may be even more important than what we're doing in the Congress right now, to go back and Secretary Price told me on Tuesday that they were going to look at every one of those 440 places and see if there's a way to write that rule so that people are better served and it doesn't cost as much.
How is this legislation different from what the House sent you all?
You know, it's different in that it I think deals a little more effectively with the challenges that particularly older people with low incomes would have to get insurance. And these would be people who would be older but not yet old enough for Medicare. And that's a tough place to be caught, particularly
right.
if you're caught where maybe you've had insurance at work up until you're 62 and suddenly you don't have that. I would say also the best place to get insurance is still insurance at work or insurance in a group. And as quickly as we can, we need to move in ways that allow people to find more ways to be part of associated health plans. Maybe you're part of the Farm Bureau plan. Maybe you're part of the State Restaurant Association plan. Some way to have even better group coverage for people.
Absolutely.
So that they're not negotiating. They're getting that as a benefit.
Okay. Now, I hear the left. The left is clamoring today that they didn't get to have any input. The Democrats say that they've been shut out, that they haven't offered. Their side of it isn't being heard. Is that true?
Well, they shut themselves out. The Democrats said they clearly were not going to be part of anything but care. There's no reason to spend a lot of time trying to negotiate with somebody who is not going to be for the repair that you're doing and the replacement that you're doing. But Republicans have basically for months, virtually every day in Washington, have met with all the two of us trying to find a plan that half of us could be for, and 50 of us could be for, rather, half of the Senate could be
right.
for. And we are also, because of that, we're having to do this under some restrained rules where it has to be more about spending than policy, and that's why you would be able to pass this with 50 senators and the vice president, or 51 senators.
So are there going to be big cuts to Medicaid?
Well, our state didn't expand Medicaid, so we're trying to figure out ways, frankly, for our state that we can be more fairly treated by those states that have some way to continue to have Medicaid expansion dollars. No Missourian would lose any Medicaid under anything we're talking about, and hopefully we can find some ways to see that our plan gets a little more federal help if other states are going to continue have this expanded Medicaid for the near future, at least. And so no Missourian who has Medicaid should have anything to be concerned about. here as it relates to their current Medicaid. No Missourian who has Medicare should be concerned about that. No Missourian who has insurance at work should be concerned about it. In fact, if you have insurance at work, you're more likely to get a better policy with less deductibles, because what we hope to do is create more options for people to have the kinds of policies they want rather than the kinds of policies the Obama administration said they had to have, which turned into insurance coverage, but a lot of times no access to health care.
So what time is the plan going to be revealed today?
I think in about an hour.
Okay.
Soon.
8:30 Central Time. We'll have a meeting to talk about the specific draft legislation. And not long after that, I'll be having a hearing with the National Institute of Health. And one of the great things we've been able to do the last 2 years that I've chaired that committee is eliminate programs that weren't working so that we could put more money into cancer research and opioid, fighting the opioid problem, and Alzheimer's research to try to get these problems, to find a better solution for families and, frankly, a better solution for taxpayers, because a lot of health care dollars now are paid through Medicare and Medicaid, not to mention Obamacare.
Senator Blunt, do you support Attorney General Josh Hawley suing some of those drug manufacturers over the opioid epidemic?
You know, I've been pretty involved in that debate. I was just looking at the lawsuit coverage this morning. I think the Attorney General is doing a great job. I think, I'm not a lawyer, but I would expect I'd be supportive of whatever decision he has made there. But on opioids, 2 years ago, before this, 6 months maybe before this became a big national discussion, I was already leading an effort to eliminate programs that weren't working so we could put more money in the mental health programs and the other programs that would help people with opioid abuse. We need to have a better approach to pain more carefully monitor, obviously, the pain medicine that people take and why they're taking it. Sir, I think I've mentioned this to you one at a time, but for several years, at least the last 8 or 10 years, if you were in the hospital when you were surveyed by the federal agencies that monitor hospitals, one of the questions was, did you have any pain while you were in the hospital? Well, that clearly was not the right question, and it led hospitals and others to believe the federal government's going to penalize us if anybody has pain. Maybe the question is better, did you have acceptable pain?
Right, that makes sense.
In the hospital. And so we've got to get on top of that, and I think we will, and I'll be looking forward to watching what our Attorney General Josh Hawley is doing on this issue.
Well, Senator, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for visiting with us.
Hey, great to talk to you. Hope to see you both soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
We would like that. KZRG News Time 728. Good morning.